Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, it's official, my friends. The Burren and the Cliffs of Moher have been designated in the top 100 geological heritage sites by the International Union of Geological Sciences. This gives them the official recognition as one of the world's best demonstrations of geologic features. Dr. Eamon Doyle, geologist with the Burren and Cliffs of Moher UNESCO Global Geopark, joins me now. Dr. Eamon Doyle, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Cormac.
And congrats on behalf of the people of the Burren and County Clare. Is this as big a deal as it sounds?
Well, it is. I mean, this is an application that I put in with support from Geological Survey Ireland. And my colleagues here in Clare County Council and the Tourism Department and the Geopark itself. So it's a bit of work. But, the end product is that we were accepted, if you like. So we've made the top table. So this process, there was 400 different experts from across the world involved in this. So from 50 different countries. So these are independent geologists looking at your site and giving their ranking of it.
OK, so you're in the top 100, they say, Eamon. With where else? What else is comparable?
Well, for example, I mean, some places you won't have heard of, but some places you will have heard of is Mount Vesuvius, for example. They're saying, well, it's as good as Mount Vesuvius. The Dead Sea, how about that?
Oh, my
goodness. Gora Crater in East Africa. Yosemite Valley. Jurassic Navajo Sandstone. Now, that's a place some of you mightn't have heard of, but go and look. Get this book.
Yeah,
it's available online, actually, so you can actually have a look at the PDF online.
I feel like doing the banner roar on behalf of you and everyone who submitted this. This is unbelievable, to be honest with you, really and truly. Why is it so special? What did you put in that submission, Eamon?
Well, it's special because of what a lot of the work that has been done before by previous geologists and also some of the work that I've done myself. I'm constantly finding new things here and explaining that and getting that out to the public and in scientific publications. So it's about, understanding the sequence of events that happened in these rocks. The main thing is, though, they're spectacularly exposed. The Burren is just, it's a photographer's paradise going there. The rocks are there. They're exposed. Obviously, we've got the plants, which are very important, and the invertebrates and the other wildlife as well. But for me, it's the rocks that are really special and the story they tell. Each layer tells a story of how the Burren evolved over a long, long period of time. And in the Cliffs of Moher, of course, it needs no introduction, but that's geology. You're looking at the layers and that, and they change over time as well. And it's a story they tell as well.
My God.
So it's a combination of both of those, and they're all linked, the whole, it's basin evolution, so they're all connected. How the geology has changed over several millions of years.
Billions or millions, did you say?
Millions.
Okay.
Millions, yeah.
It goes to show what level you're talking to here. But it's amazing that you're still finding new stuff, Eamon. You and your team. How many other geologists work with you at the Geopark?
Well, I'm the only one here. I'm the only geologist in town. But, I work with colleagues in different universities in Ireland, Trinity College Dublin, University of Galway, University College Dublin, but also international colleagues as well, the Paris Museum of Natural History, Durham University, and other places like that. So, yeah, I work with who I need to work with to get the work done.
You can tell them, Dr. Eamon Doyle, that you've dragged them into the top 100 on your own back solo. Do you know what? We're going to talk later on in the program about Norway and how Norway are dropping tourism campaigns, whole tourism campaigns to protect and preserve nature. Now, it just strikes me, and I mentioned it, Eamon, at the top of the program, that the Wild Atlantic Way runs through the beautiful Burren. Is there a question mark in your head about all that stuff?
Not really, no. Look, my role here is basically to, when people do come here, they understand the depth, of the location. So they understand and appreciate the location. And the more you understand, the more you appreciate it, the less damage you're going to do simply by your action. You will choose to do the right thing. So we're,
really,
we are a tourism
even.
Location. People are employed here, but they're relatively small.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, compared to other places, we're relatively small. So I think we're managing just fine. And we're constantly changing. We're constantly learning and constantly improving as well.
Yeah, you're not just giving me that answer on Drive Time, are you? If we were on a high stool in County Clare somewhere, would you give me a different answer?
No, I wouldn't. I actually wouldn't. I'm out there all the time. You know, I'm out in the field work. I'm out doing all this out there, and I see what's going on. And so, you know, it's not an ideal situation in some cases, but you know, we're constantly learning and constantly improving. So, the landscape is in very good hands, actually.
Is it? Yeah. When you say it's not an ideal situation, is there? What do you mean by that?
Well, look, I mean, the issues, for example, it's the a lot of the tourism is concentrated during the summer. And that's just because of our weather where we are, you know. So if it was spread out a bit more throughout the year, it would help a lot. You know,
it is what it is, as you say. We'll talk about that later on in the program. But last word on this. This seems to me, based on what you're saying, to be a huge step forward for an already amazing place. And the people of Clare, I know, in the west of Ireland, know how brilliant the Burren and the Cliffs of Moher are. But how would you sum up in a line for everybody listening how big a deal this is to be in the top 100 geological heritage sites voted by the International Union of Geological Sciences?
Well, I think it's kind of like the Olympics. We've just seen the Olympics. We've seen how well, you know, how we love it when our athletes are as good as any other athlete in the world or sports people as good. It's like that for us. So, you know, our geology has now been compared with everywhere across the world, and they've said, yep. You're the best,
okay.
Or one of the best.
You're the best.
That's how it is.
I like it indeed. 51551. Congratulations to you, Dr. Eamon Doyle, geologist with the Burren and Cliffs of Moher UNESCO Global Geopark.